We are now halfway through the Fantastic Shriver Hall concert series, and the second half begins with the Baltimore recital debut of Pablo Fernandez, the cellist, coming in on January 19th. And it's wonderful to welcome back Executive Director of the series, Catherine Cochran. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
So what is really exciting you about the second half of the series?
I think we've got three amazing pianists coming up. February 2nd, we've got the extraordinary Enon Barnaton joining the Dover Quartet as part of an American-themed program. He's such an elegant pianist. It'll be wonderful to have him back on our stage. And then we've got two real powerhouse recitals later in the spring. We've got Leif Ove Andsnes returning to Baltimore for the first time in 20 years with a solo recital featuring fellow Scandinavian composers, and then Chopin's 24 Preludes. He's performing the entire set, which is really kind of a landmark piece and an extraordinary opportunity to hear especially this pianist in that repertoire. And then in June 1st, we have Richard Good coming to perform the Diabelli Variations. Again, you know, just a monumental piece of music. And it's quite special because he learned the piece during the pandemic. He's had this extraordinary career playing Beethoven sonatas and all the gorgeous repertoire, but he had never gotten to the Diabellis and learned it, took the pandemic as an opportunity to learn it. And so we'll have him performing that on June 1st.
Also very exciting to welcome back, if I'm remembering correctly, tenor Ian Bostridge.
Yes, British tenor Ian Bostridge comes in March, March 9th. He is just incredibly acclaimed with three Grammy Awards and nominated another 13 times. And he is such a profound thinker about music and author of several books. And he is bringing a program where the first half focuses on songs with texts by Shakespeare from John Dowland up to the 20th century. And then the second half are Benjamin Britten's Holy Sonnets of John Donne. John Donne, of course, being a poet who was contemporary slightly later than Shakespeare, and also both British, like him. And I think, you know, where the real marriage of words and music, text and music, that a vocal recital offers the opportunity to delve into, I think this will be incredibly rich. And again, very unique hearing this artist in this repertoire.
And again, another wonderful pianist with Julia Strake.
Oh, of course, absolutely.
And there are a couple of concerts also for the Discovery series coming up, and you can find out the full details at the website shriverconcerts.org. All of this taking place in Shriver Hall next to the BMA. It's always such a pleasure to welcome the Shriver Hall Concert Series Executive Director, Catherine Cochran. I'm really looking forward to the rest of this fabulous season.
Thank you so much.